A weak solidarity bricky team listener when True Blue Aussie was bemoaning losing COPVAT 31, the annual gathering of the fossils to ensure the destruction of Mother Earth continues apace, making True Blue Aussie an appropriate, indeed an ideal host. But maybe, just maybe, there are advantages in losing the pollution talk fest, like saving the billions it would have cost and saving us from our Pacific family, as we call our sinking neighbours, from raising little matters like True Blue Aussie's role in that sinking. Meanwhile, the caring business class hayseed and sheepshed parties coalition is such slow learners, failing to adapt the socialist brilliant tactic of saying all the right things and doing all the wrong things. Brilliant, apart from its impact on poor old Mother Earth. Coalition Supremo and would-be Big Supremo Suss and Lees and Dregs explained its fossils pollution-led policy, led by fossils, would lower the cost of energy so we can all save money while contributing to the destruction of the planet and lower emissions, although Sussan hasn't quite explained, one, how building lots more expensive coal-fired power stations, nuclear power plants, and what to do with the waste for a couple of 100,000 years, and gas, 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 oil, 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 ad infinitum, while opposing renewable projects, will make it all cheaper, and two, how all that will reduce the emissions whose reduction they have abandoned. Perhaps she ran out of time to explain, and there must be a simple explanation for her clearly well-researched analysis as she hurriedly moved on to her next project to benefit all of us, stopping all these selfish immigrants who are stealing our homes and our jobs, with the exception of the filthy rich, if they bring their filthy riches with them. Sussan also told us she would agree to the Minister for Woodside with Profits, Murray Swatz, the environment's very smart environmental bill. Very smart because environment is a camouflage. It's all about the government's fossil mates. Very smart, apart from its impact on poor old Mother Earth. Agree with a few little inconsequential amendments like removing any bits that might inadvertently protect the environment or slow down the fossils in pursuing the transition from themselves. A very selfish full-page ad appeared Thursday, authorised by that commie front, the True Blue Aussie Institute, and signed by about 150 goody-goody black armband, wooden working and iron commie greeny organisations who clearly have no concern for the good of the fossil economy, attacking the very items in Murray's bill that Sussan says she'll support and arguing for strengthening Sussan's unacceptable bits, showing how these so-called environmental groups are so far removed from the reality that Sussan and Murray and Big Supremo Anthony Albanese and Western True Blue Aussie Supremo Roger Cook the Planet and his fossil masters understand that we must reach that proper balance between, for they are all committed to the transition from two, the long, long-term ambition from two, knowing these things can't be rushed, to striking the proper balance between the interests of the fossils and the interests of the fossils. Indeed, Sussan's willingness to compromise with a few little amendments is driven by ensuring that Murray doesn't do a deal with the reckless Greens, which we'll all agree would be a disaster, would have the foreseen disadvantages of putting some environmental protection into the Environment Protection Bill. We know the transition is a slow, slow, can't-be-rushed process because the International Energy Agency predicted global oil and gas demand will continue for the next 25 years if the world does not change course. And of course, the fossils are at COP30 this very moment, ensuring it does not change course, because that would prevent the transition which will save us all. Although it mightn't be all that good for poor old Mother Earth. Oh, and Sussan came up with another big, big winner in the policy department. Spend lots and lots more on trained killing, she told that repository of radical thought, the Pig Eye and Bob Menzies Institute, and encouraging more and more young people to sign up as trained killers to defend us from we know who. In shocking, shocking news, a Lowy Institute poll showed nearly a quarter of young people said they would not defend the country. We must effect a cultural change to combat a growing lack of patriotic fervour among the young, Sussan promised. Hear, hear. What is wrong with these young people? Yes, we must make them realize the fun of being able to kill and slaughter legally. Instead of 20 years in the slot, they give you a medal. And clearly, we're not spending nearly enough on the merchants of death, including that 38 mil a day and rising on those nuclear underwater thingies it's almost certain we'll never see. The only thing rising but can bathe in the knowledge we're subsidizing our mother country, His Most Gracious Majesty's home country, and our father country, the US arms merchants of death, to the tune of trillions. On which Nobel Peace contender, US of the UN of the US of the world, Big Supremo Donald Trump of the poor, kept his peace campaign going with the slaughter of a few more Venezuelans on the high seas, knowing they have no right to fish their own waters, while tying up a few loose ends of the peace he achieved in Ukraine on one day back in January in a plan drawn up with peace-loving Russia. Well, Russia is right up there with the US of in the peace-loving business. Made Ukraine an offer it can't refuse. Are you surrender? He ordered. Best surrender ever, ever. Knowing that if Ukraine refuses to surrender, it will prove it is not interested in peace. To balance the equation, Donald's very, very close friend, Vlad the Invader, must make the crippling concession of accepting the surrender. It's a matter of give, 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 and take, 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 Vlad explained. Donald's other promised day one achievement, ending the slaughter, destruction, genocide, and starvation of the Gazan non-land, non-people, continued apace. Given Donald's very, very, very close friend Zion oversaw the peace and observed its ceasefire agreements by continuing to bomb the proverbial out of and slaughter the non-land, non-people, and Lebanon, and protecting its Yahweh-given land in Syria, oh, and ensuring the non-land, non-people in the West Bank know their place, which is no place. But Don, who never flows quietly, agreed with an offer he couldn't refuse to release the Jeffrey Epstein files after consulting with his totally independent Attorney General, Pam Bond. I do what he tells me, that she could redact bits that might upset some people, like, say, Donald. One thing he did tell her to do was pursue the Democrats whom he said were all involved. Goodness! And if all those unpatriotic young people isn't enough for poor Sussan, another poll showed 37 and 36% of people respectively hadn't even heard of former train killer Andrew Hastie DeWar and fossil champion Angus Tailings, which from her point of view mightn't be so bad given they're lining up to knock her off. But then 60% of people haven't even heard of her. But from our point of view, the most hurtful result was the most unpopular polly, with a favourability rating of minus 23%, Barnacle. Barnacle! After all he's done for this country, both standing up and lying down. On surveys, good news for our tertiary sector. We recall that Anthony's envoy on anti-Semitism recommended a definition of anti-Semitism decreeing any criticism of Zion to be anti-Semitic. And she has appointed former Trublowazi Catholic Uni Vice Chancellor Greg Craven to assess how unis are responding to anti-Semitism under her definition, which should guarantee a collective fail. Certainly not failing as they announce record profits, the banks, facing a Parliamentary Economic Committee hearing, socialist Polly Ed Yusek having the gall to ask them about ripping off thousands of workers. Inadvertently, of course, because they just couldn't read the very, very complicated award system correctly, but that's all in the past, they said. Sure, sure. And the witch bank, which used to be our bank, Supremo Mad, not all that Commonwealth, assured us the record profits had nothing to do with, were not contributing to, soaring house prices. In fact, he said, there were difficult times ahead for the poor banks, which should put an end to any crippling selfish claims by the lazy avaricious workforce. As selfish as the evil unions pushing for higher wages, well, livable wages, for equally selfish apprentices, claiming apprentices can't survive unless they've got family support. Often they can't afford to go to work because they can't afford to put petrol in the car. What they ignore is the pertinent point made by caring employers that the wage rise, a livable wage, would cost $100,000 over the 4 years of an apprenticeship. Do they think caring employers are made of money? Although in fairness, caring employers would be prepared to look at a higher wage if the government came to the rescue, showing deep down they really do care. It gets worse. Retailers have had to fork out more than $12 million in wage rises because of the socialist crippling and grossly unfair same job, same pay rules. We assume this doesn't mean, no it couldn't, that they had been ripping workers off to the tune of. Caring employers wouldn't do that. And tax office figures show the majority of teachers are women, but men out-earn women at every level of education. Fascinating that, because if we reckon the transition from fossils to fossils has to be taken slowly, slowly, I recall us all celebrating when the courts handed down equal pay a mere 53 years ago. So it must be getting close. Finally, an apropos of nothing item. We all appreciate how the Lord Rupert of Wapping Sin gives us the most important and critical news day after day, the biggest events in the whole world, like, and this is so typical of their daily reporting, Monday, the most important news in the whole world, screaming out on P1, unhappy little Vegemites. Yes, a convicted murderer, quote, is taking the government to court, claiming denial of Vegemite breaches his human rights. What a scoop. What a biggest news of the day item. Or as Sinatra sang, start spreading the news. Good morning.